You know this song? I bet you do. This is Chained to the Rhythm by Katy Perry. And now, in the following, you will hear an oral analysis of this exact song. So, stay tuned!
In this audio, we will talk about Katy Perry's song Chained to the Rhythm. And I will talk about the lyrics. And Hannah will later on talk about the music video. I will only talk about the dystopian elements in the lyrics, because if I talk about all of them, we will waste a lot of time, and we don't want that. So let's jump straight in. The pre-chorus goes, "So comfortable we live in a bubble, so comfortable we cannot see the trouble. This in dystopian novels and movies means that people are so comfortable living in this utopian world that they refuse to see the troubles, and they stay in that little bubble and they don't look further. So they don't see trouble, they don't see problems, and they kind of ignorant to these issues that are underlying in this world." Then she goes on and says, "Aren't you lonely up there in utopia where nothing will ever be enough, happily numb?" So there she talks about how in a utopian world you will be bored because there's no trouble, there's nothing, no insecurities, nothing really going on, no action displayed, so wouldn't you feel lonely in this utopian world? Also she says up there in utopia, so she means somewhere up in the sky, like heaven sent, godly. So she describes this utopian world to be heaven sent, basically. But then she goes on and says where nothing will ever be enough. So she still targets the human mind and the human needs, because as we humans, we still want more, like we strive for more, even though we have enough. And even like in utopia, we couldn't have this utopian world because we want even more. And then she says happily numb. So that again goes to ignoring the problems, living in your bubble, that you are willingly giving up any sensations of negative feelings to just be in this world and be numb to everything else that is going on around your bubble. Then let's move on to this line where she says, "Turn it up, it's your favorite song, dance, dance, dance to the distortion." So that again emphasizes the way that they're living. They keep on living like that, and they are not willing to change. Also, "Turn it up, it's your favorite song" sounds like an order, like a demand. So this utopian world is controlling them in a sense, and they make them dance to this distortion. And distortion, like in music, when you hear distortion, it doesn't sound really pleasant. It's kind of like thrilling and has a darker kind of feel. So it feels more like they are being manipulated. Then again, she says, "Turn it up, keep it on repeat, stumbling around like a wasted zombie." That again leads me to believe that they are manipulated. So with music and in dystopian novels and movies, there is usually something that manipulates these people into believing that this utopian world is really utopian, and that they need to stay under that ruling so it stays euphoric kind of world. Then we have "We think we are free, drink this one, it's on me." So again, it is a trapped world. So you think you are free, but you really are not. And you also drink, "This one is on me." It's kind of again like an order. Could also be kind of like drugs. When you take drugs, you kind of are more oblivious to controlling, so to manipulate people. So like in this one dystopian book, I think, what was it called, A Better New World, In there, the government also gives drugs to these people so they are more willing to do what they want. It can also be with drinking to forget problems, right? So these people try to forget problems, they don't try to see it, they are ignorant to it. So they try to drink their problems away. Then we have, we are all chained to the rhythm, to the rhythm, to the rhythm. So this reminds me of a vicious cycle, because they are bound to this rhythm, kind of this manipulating rhythm, and it's getting repeated over and over again. So they are trapped and initially manipulated to do what the government wants them to do. Then we have the part of Skip Marley. I won't go into detail on what he says, but basically Skip Marley in this song plays the rebellious type. So he's the one who goes against the government. He says, it's my desire, break down the walls to connect. So basically breaking down this utopian world that is, well, it is basically a dystopian world disguised as a utopian world. And he tries to break it down. He says, up in your high places, you are liars. Time is ticking for the empire. And basically the lies will come out, and these rebellions will fight against the rulers. And then at the end, though, that is very interesting. Katy Perry repeats the lines, we are chained to the rhythm, we are chained to the rhythm. So it's again a vicious cycle is continuing. So it basically says that even though you are fighting against this government, you will not win. You will again go into this vicious cycle. So yeah, so even though they saw that this is actually in the dystopian world and they fight against it, they will initially not win against it.
As you may have noticed, the music video to the song Chained to the Rhythm by Katy Perry includes many visual images. Katy Perry, as the female protagonist, enters a fun park with many roller coasters and tempting rides. The park is called Oblivia, which derives from being oblivious. And this image explains the theory that once you have entered the park, which is a metaphor for the real world, and specifically the American society, you won't be able to notice problems that do not directly concern you anymore. So, while she sings the lyrics, so comfortable we're living in a bubble, the music video shows women focused only on their phones while walking in the park, and this visual image is supposed to represent the current social medias like Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and stuff, and how most people are only focused on these and only care about social media, likes and comments, pictures and everything, than real life. And that's a problem, because they only focus on that instead of what is real actually. And in the video you can also see a ride called the Great American Dream Drop, which represents the American dream. And the houses, which are lifted into the sky, look perfect without a flaw. So then they turn around and Katy sings the lyrics like ornaments, which includes the fact that it is just for show with no real purpose. So the houses are just looking pretty, and even the humans inside the houses are looking pretty, and it's just like a big show, and it's not really like that. It's basically fake. And all these dystopian elements that I just described, like the objectifying or being oblivious to a lot of stuff, to the truth, for example, that's just like these dystopian elements just like criticize the American society or the society in general, and it just shows the bad aspects. And one of the key points in the music video is the scene where she gets injured after touching a rose, because roses are normally soft and they express love, and they're pretty and just like really pure, but this rose has like a thorn hidden below its beauty, and therefore she injures herself. And after that, when she again looks at the Great American Dream Drop, right, when they drop the houses, you can see some flowers falling from the houses, which just explains how when you lose your pink glasses of the American Dream, everything is different and not as perfect anymore. Yes. And another big metaphor used throughout the whole music video is a hamster wheel. The hamster wheel is representing the continuous striving for the best. When you stop, you fall and lose everything. It also shows how there is no individuality. It is the same all over again, without change. You can't do anything else but follow the peer pressure, or in this case, follow inside the hamster wheel. Another important scene is the scene. I will be coming back to the hamster wheels after this scene, so I first have to explain the scene and then I can go back to the hamster wheels, so yeah. Another important scene is the scene where she's sitting in a cinema and Skip Marley sings. And everyone is wearing these glasses because it's supposed to be a 3D film. And yeah, everyone is wearing glasses that only show the nuclear family inside, like on the screen. And it's not meant like the bombs and stuff, but it's like the nuclear thing, like a mother, a father, and a daughter. And in this case, the daughter is playing besides her father. And Katie Perry, however, never really put on her glasses, so instead of seeing the family, she sees Skip Marley, who's coming out of the screen and singing to her. And this is like another turning point, and that changes her, because after that, Katie is only stumbling around in the society, which can be seen when they dance, because they're all dancing in circles all around each other, and Katie's dancing into the other direction and just stumbling around a little. And this is a dystopian element which always ends the same. She can't outrun her demons, basically. And she tries to fight against it, which you can see obviously in the dancing. However, in the end, she is in hamster wheel as well. And this symbolizes that basically you can't outrun the habits and society standards, which shows there's no way out, and even though she fought against it, she can't like change the society because the manipulation has been going on so long. So yeah, that's the final dystopian element. And yeah, she only falls back into her old pattern with like no work to fight anymore. In regards to her character development, you can say that in the beginning she's just really excited and she sees all of the beauty and it's just really exciting for her. But after like turning point I just explained, like touching the rose and stuff, she seems to realize that it's just an outward appearance instead of the real thing. So she sees that most of it is fake, and after that she's not really sure what she's doing anymore, and she's just stumbling and unsure and maybe even frustrated of how everyone else behaves and that no one sees the real problems. And in the end, however, she tries to fight against it, but it does not work out. So therefore she gives in and falls back into her old patterns, and that's basically her development. So it's a typical dystopian development, actually.
So the music video also uses techniques of extrapolation, and we already explained what extrapolation is. In this music video, though, you see especially a heavy emphasis on social media and how we are losing the sense of realness and real human nature. You can see these people going into this park and immediately have a big tablet in their hand and taking pictures of themselves and posting it on social media. So that is again a use of extrapolation to show that we as humans lose our human connection and that we rather have likes and comments on our pictures than in real life. And then we go over to the American Dream. The American Dream is also kind of making fun of, because actually the American Dream was used to be like everyone can make it in America. Everyone can be something. Doesn't matter where they come from or what their religion is, and so on. And it is displayed in the music video as well, like how typical American life is. They want a big suburban house, they want a family, and just everything very typical American feeling. Like if you watch a American movie, you would see these kind of buildings. But they are placed like ornaments, so they are kind of used as decoration and not really what is going on in real life in America. So it seems like it is just for a show. So they just act like everything is fine and beautiful. That again is getting emphasized with the dropping from the sky, because we initially said up in the sky, heaven-like, godsend, and now these houses are dropping kind of. So it shows that it's not actually heaven sent, it is basically dropping everything. And it is also ironical because the homeless rate is going up, and the people that live in these suburban houses are actually dropping, the rate is dropping. So there's a connection between that. And it is very clever to use these techniques of extrapolation in this music video, as Katy Perry did.
This was our analysis. Let us know what you think about the song, what you think about the dystopian elements, and especially, did you find anything else?